Maybe go back to our portion, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21, 22, and 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out demons? And in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. The Lord is a continuation of yesterday's, the good fruit and the evil fruit, good tree and the corrupt tree. Then he continues the same thought. The corrupt tree and the evil fruit, and how those people can do into abundance of things which will look as if it is pertains to the kingdom of heaven or the works of God. Well, there, yesterday's, they don't have the good fruit. It is very visible and easy to identify when you look at the fruits of the person and the trees. We can sense those who are having the discerning spirit, which is of the Lord, which is not of the Lord. But in today's portion, we see they all look as if it is coming or being done by the power of God. But the Lord knoweth on the day of the judgment, then he is prophesying them that God did say that is all the workers of iniquity. So in these three verses, we see one thing, that in verse 23, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me. That means our life is going to be judged by the Lord. And whether approval and disapproval, or if it is a disapproval, what are the consequences of that? And if it is approved, then where his servant is supposed to be, will be, that all decisions will be made by the Lord. So in the book of John's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And we also see in verse 27, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. So Father, who is the judge of the whole earth, as we read in book of Genesis chapter 18, Abraham addresses God in that with the title. But here our Lord was saying, Father, now he has transferred all the judgment unto the hands of the Lord, his Son. And we see that he is the one who is going to judge everyone, his workers and his the who are chosen by him and who are called by him. Book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone receive the things done in his body according that he hath done, whether it is good or bad. So it is our Lord is whom we are going to stand before. And in the book of Romans chapter 14, verse 9. But to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. So in 1 Peter chapter 4 also we see that. Yeah, in verse 5. Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? So now we see here that in these three verses, our Lord is going to be the judge, and we all have to give the account to the judge, that is our Lord. Now we come to verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven. So during the times of our Lord Jesus Christ, if anybody say, utter a word, Lord, that has got a different meaning. And not everybody said, Lord, Lord. And when the Caesar was the ruler of the Roman kingdom, people can address Caesar as Lord. That means they are saying that we are living under the authority of Caesar, and he is my Lord, and he is my king of my life. So I am his subject, I am his servant, and I will do as per the will of Caesar because he is my Lord. And that title also can be used if somebody is worshipping a God whom they are thinking God, a God, and they can also say Lord so and so. So when somebody said Lord, that I surrender my life, and I also are in case of a God, that they are saying that I am a devotee or worshipper of so and so God. And those two things are known, and everybody will say accordingly with that meaning. But if somebody said Lord Jesus, that means he is now considering Jesus Christ is the king of his life. And if anybody complains to the Roman government, that is considered as a treason against the Roman government. So nobody can say unless they are willing to die for the sake of Jesus Christ. So, for example, if you look at a book of Romans, chapter 10. I'm reading Romans, chapter 10, verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession he made unto salvation. But the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. And for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, but the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if anybody calls him as the Lord, then he shall be saved. That means he is believing that Jesus Christ is his personally belongs to in a position called Lord. I surrender my life and I accept him as the ruler of my heart and my life. And in verse 8 and also verse 9. But what saith, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So what they shall really confess with their mouth, that Jesus Christ is the Lord. So that means if anybody complains to the local government, now the ruling king is not the Lord of so and so person, but Jesus is the Lord of that person's life, then that is considered as a treason, and it is an offense liable for death. So if anybody is convicted, Jesus Christ loved me and died for my sins, and I accept him as a Lord in my life, and even if it is the cost of my life, and that is the kind of faith that if anybody believes in that manner and confesses that manner, then he shall be saved. So now when we come back to our chapter 7, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord. So even if they say in that manner, if they avoid even that saying, or in the beginning they would have said that they have come to the Lord and they accepted their sins, they confessed their sins, they believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he is now the Lord of their life.
So entering the kingdom of heaven, then he that goes the way of my father who is in heaven. So the person living outwardly calling Jesus Christ is the Lord of their lives.
But what the works which are now correspondingly or outwardly shown is not corresponding to the life or the will of God. So if anybody is looking as if outwardly that calling Jesus Christ is the Lord of their lives, but the works are not conforming to that authority or that calling or that confession, then the Lord said, not everyone that saith unto me. So they will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So in the previous, yesterday's portion, which we have said that it is easy to identify the fruits and the evil fruit. And here, the things which are in abundance, and they call the name of our Lord Jesus Christ as Lord. And outwardly, they speak as if they belong to the Lord and everything they are doing as for the glory of the Lord. But verse 22, they will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? So they also did the prophesying in the name of the Lord. Prophesying here is telling the future which are going to come in future. So as in the Old Testament. And they would do that. And secondly, in thy name he will cast out the demons. They have the power to cast out the demons. And in thy name we have done wonderful works. And in the order you see here, then it is telling the future events in his name. Then more powerfully considered in these days is, the next one is the casting out the demons. Further powerfully considered in the world these days is doing the wonderful works or the miracles. So every time the degree of their power or the manifestation of the power is increasing in every act what they are performing. So it was one which is attracts so many people. And it is what now outwardly people are attracted to these acts. And those are the things which they continually did. And they thought they are performing or doing the things of this nature in the name of the Lord and for the glory of the Lord. But when they stood at the judgment day before the Lord prophesied that, I don't know you at all. So they said, did we not do all these things? So that means, in their heart, they were rendering all these things as if they are doing unto the glory of the Lord. Otherwise, the delusion which they were in, or they were in a mind of deception, they continued in their life doing all these activities, thinking that they are all doing in the name of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord, by the power of the Lord. But the Lord did not consider it so. So they have not known that they were doing all these things in the name of the Lord. They are not doing these things in the name of the Lord. They are doing a different power. So now you see the order of the things which you are doing, but if you have to see what the Lord would do, now in verse 22, the Lord would do, the important thing would be the prophesying in the name of the Lord. That means it is preaching, it is teaching. And in his total entire ministry of the four gospels, what is written here, he continually taught. And miracles and casting out the demons were, you can count them. But the teaching in relation to the teaching, it was much more. He mostly taught. And wherever it is necessary to manifest the power that he is the Son of God, he did those things for the glory of the Lord, also giving a meaning to the spiritual aspect to the unbelieving Jewish people. But his main activity was that to declare and also confirm to the people that he taught with an authority that he is the Son of God. He came from heaven and he taught as if it is all coming from the Father, because the Word became flesh. and the tabernacle in the midst of us. The word moved from place to place, and the word manifested and displayed the characteristics, the life which was in the word. But these prophets, these people who continually prophesied or called themselves as the prophets and workers of iniquity, and they did not, that was the last thing. And continually increased or involved more and more in casting out the demons and also doing the miracles. Then if they have done in the name of the Lord, then why did the Lord not accept those works? But whether if, first of all, whether they are all at all believers or...
wonderful works, but... Sorry, uncle. I was just mentioning that they were wonderful works, but they weren't works according to the will of the Father.
But whether they are believers?
Sorry, uncle. My internet's unstable. Could you repeat what you just said?
No. If they are not doing according to the will of the Father, are they believers?
So they feel like they are because they're doing works under the name of Lord Jesus Christ and are openly saying, Lord, Lord. So they understand that, or they believe they're under his authority. But they're not doing works according to the will of the Father. That's what differentiates their...
They are not doing the works of the will of, according to the will of the Father. But when they began doing the works of the, when they began their Christian life, were they believers or an unbeliever possessed by a different spirit working?
Maybe when they started their journey, like they believed in the Lord, but later they started seeking the self-glory or they lost their the real purpose of calling.
I wouldn't be sure. I don't know. It could be both, I guess, depends on the person.
No, if it is not a believer, then... That stage of doing the works of God, thinking, because till the end they were thinking that they are doing in the name, for the glory of the Lord or in the name of the Lord. They did not know that. So if we had they known, that was a different thing. If it is an unbeliever and doing in the name of the Lord would not arise, otherwise people also will not come to flock to them.
Could it be that some people who are like possessed by an evil spirit, they don't know that they're possessed and then they do works delusionally?
That is also there, but now here, because then they come to the presence of the Lord, they said, Lord, Lord, did we not do these things? That means they recognize Jesus Christ. They believed that they are doing these works in the name of the Lord. So if you were an unbeliever, then you would have simply accepted. Yes, I know that this was. And if he is an unbeliever, there is no question of kingdom of heaven. If he is an unbeliever, any amount of miracles, wonderful works, you would have simply put into the category of eternal destruction. And here the judgment is pertaining to entering into the kingdom of heaven. Kingdom of heaven is the millennial glory and to rule along with the Lord. So that is the difference.
Right. So just, uncle, one more clarification. So if the person themselves believes that they're a believer, mm-hmm. but if they're not accepted as a believer by Jesus Christ, then are they truly a believer? Like, because it matters how, like, what God thinks you are, not necessarily what you believe. Because the Spirit touches who He wills, right? So some people might think they're saved, but they're not actually saved.
Here the Lord did not say that you are not believers. The Lord said, the Lord is denouncing their work. The Lord is saying, you workers of iniquity. That is the title which is attached to those people. So he didn't say that you are not, you never believed me. He said, I know you not in the relationship of, as far as your work is concerned, I don't know you. So they were believers, but later on they were apostatizing the things just as if they were doing in the name of the Lord, but with a different power. So what was the attraction for them to be trapped into those kind of things? And who did give that kind of a power to do those things? And if it is not of Jesus, then who will empower a person to do these great things?
Well, I have other thought. Maybe I'm wrong. So when when God was here, Lord, Jesus Christ was here, when he is about to go to Samaria, they didn't give him to go to city, and they didn't let him to stay in their houses. And the James and John then asked God, can we call fire from the heaven and destroy them? And then God told them, you don't know what you are talking. Like, this is not the right way to do it. I mean, I'm just paraphrasing. So even though these people, they are doing so many miracles, but they didn't bring glory to God's name. So they are using miracle power or whatever is there to glorify themselves.
Yeah, that is there. But I am asking, what power, whose power is in operation in them?
Angel of light, Devadutta.
Angel of light. That is the correct translation. Yeah, that is the correct word. So, but if he is a believer, then that question comes: if he is the angel of light, can give the angel, can the angel of the light can give the power to the believer?
No, sorry, uncle, I just have one more question. So, verse 23, God says, the Lord says, "I never knew you." So it's like, how can we say for sure that it's a transformation of a previous believer because of the power of the angel of light?
Okay, then let us go back to Matthew 25, verse 11 and 12. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." So here we see another same wording of the Lord. And the virgin said, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And if he is not, the virgins were not believers, and they would not wait for the coming of the bridegroom. And when the oil was over, if they were not believers, they will not take the trouble on that night to go unto the shop to buy the oil. And they bought the oil, they put the lamps up, and they came back and knocked at the door. And if they are not believers, they would not do all this exercise. And they also addressed him as Lord. But the Lord said, "I know you not." So in that context, what would we say? They were not believers? If they were not believers, then why were they waiting for the coming of the bridegroom? And how did they go and buy the oil? So that means they know the bridegroom cometh, I need to wait. And they also know that my lamp should be burning. And they also know the only thing which they made a mistake was they did not carry the oil with the lamp. And now they went and bought that oil. And now they wanted to enter into. If they were not believers, they would not be interested to enter into the bridegroom's chamber to be in the festival, celebration. So the Lord said, "I know you not." That means he knew them as believers, but as far as their accounting worthiness to enter into the celebration of the bridegroom, celebration of the marriage, wedding, and they are not, the Lord said, "I don't know you now." For that event, for that context.
Okay, thank you, uncle.
Yeah, it is a similar expression here. So it doesn't mean that I know you not at all. I know you, but now to enter into the kingdom of heaven, you are not counted worthy. As we read in verse 21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord." So they were saying, "Lord, Lord," but they were not. So if they were not believers, they wouldn't say that. So now, as the angel of the light, using believers to do all these things, but the works are not accepted to the Lord. Then how that is possible?
where the two verses are there.
Yes.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 14 and 15. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Yes. So that is a perfect fitting, it suits properly. And when we see here that the angel of the light, which induces these believers and make use of them to do the works which seemingly look like very righteous. But the Lord is the one ultimately who judges these things. But then what kind of people are going to be induced by the angel of the Lord?
Uncle, one question.
Yes.
So if they are following the angel of light, meaning Satan, the verses we are reading, it is about entering the kingdom of heaven. Yes. But then in this case, won't they be losing the salvation itself, the saving their soul from the hellfire? Like, that is the basic, because they are following the Satan then?
No, they are not following the Satan. They don't know that they were possessed by the power of the angel of the light. Otherwise, they wouldn't claim before the Lord that, did we not do all these things? They were believers and they thought that they were doing all these works for the glory of the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit.
So, does it mean that initially the Spirit of God would have
dwelt in them?
To them, warned them that this is not right, but they would have ignored it and listened to the deception. They went into the deception.
They went into the delusion induced by the enemy.
Okay, thank you.
But what are those things they did? They prophesied. So that means when he is able to prophesy, the one who is possessed by the angel of the light, then when he gives the power to understand, the eloquency, the intelligence, to assume the things which are going to come and say certain things which are being fulfilled by the power of the enemy, then the people are started giving him such a position that now those works are manifested through him, that people are now, those who are wanted to come to the Lord, even if they had come, some of them started following him and just wanted to listen to him all the time. And what he says is going to be true. So if they have a problem, then they will go to him and they will say, then what God is saying for this problem on our behalf.
So his works will be burned, but his soul will be saved.
His soul will be saved.
Okay, thank you.
Brother, regarding the virgin, mistake they have done is they are not having oil.
Yes.
That was a mistake of in the other verse, it was they were showing off also so many things, miracles and all that.
Yes.
Maybe that is more terrible, leading many others into darkness. But these virgins, they did not have oil.
Mm-hmm.
That is God told, I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't know you means to take you in. I don't know you now. So this is a special privilege the Lord is offering those who are of him to participate in the celebration of his son's marriage festival. And when that is a great honor and the privilege for the selected few who loved his son and also sacrificed their life and suffered for the sake of his son, and manifested that kind of a life which showing forth their love and devotion to the bridegroom, they are all entered in. But these people were a little casual, careless, and they are not habitually allowed the Spirit to dwell in them and to prepare them. And with the kind of a devotion and that submission was not seen when they have not brought the oil along with them. So now that five foolish virgins and the wise virgins, everybody was sleeping. But when the sound came, when the call came, the wise virgins trimmed their lamps, put the oil, kept it burning, and they went inside. That is the only difference. So why did they not take it seriously, their life? Why did they not store the oil along with them? And that means they are not habitually living by the power of the Spirit, or they have not allowed the Spirit indwelt continually along with them to influence their life, to love the Lord, to do the works of the Lord, to wait for the coming of the Lord. They have taken it lightly. He may not come today. I don't need the oil. If the Lord comes early, the oil which I have, that may be enough. I don't need to do continually storing the oil every day, every time, and every hour. So the Lord will come anytime. He will come late, he will come early. But we need to be prepared with the enough amount of oil along with us to burn the lamps at any night of the hour. So that means indwelling of the Holy Spirit, continually living in us and giving us that kind of alertness, wait, watchful and prayerful for the coming of the Lord. When we are leaving not allowing the Spirit to dwell in us continually and taking things of God lightly, then ultimately at the day of reckoning, we will have to pay the price. And that is not good for all of us. That is not good for any of us. So it is not a life that one day or yesterday I lived and today I can take it lightly. And even if these people, and when a person after the new birth and tasting the love of God and started doing the things of the Lord, or working for the service of the Lord, then when he sees, the enemy sees that my weaknesses and where I can be easily trapped, and he will continue to slowly introduce those things in my life. And if I have I like to attract the people by prophesying, or I have larger interest in doing the things of the miracles, or I am interested to do the casting of the demon. Initially they may not be knowing, but in a place where the person was living and what is necessary, what makes him more famous, and what makes the people will listen to him more. And accordingly, those taps will be opened by the power of the enemy. Then slowly he will be tapped into those things. And he will use him. And he is satisfied because he is praying and he is reading the word, and he is also doing the works in the name of the Lord. But we need to always, there is a provision for us. There is a safety and the security for all children of God. That is one. Reading the word of God continually. Staying in touch with the Spirit in us. And listening quietly, carefully, what the Spirit is saying. Whatever the work which I am doing, whether the glory is going to the Lord or glory is coming to me. At any time, my heart is seeking the recognition or the honor and the glory from the people, or everything is now only I am transferring or moving towards my Lord, or leading the people to the Lord to look unto him. And when I do not do that, and it is easy for anyone to be trapped into those things. Then secondly, we all have desires to have the big things, because the people love the big things. And North America life is one of the examples. And in those things, and the big crowd thoughts, that I have often told, when the brethren movement started, and the seven brethren, one of them was Dorby, the second one is A.N. Groves, and R.C. Chapman, and Muller. They all have prayed, Lord, save us from the greed of becoming big. So when we have a desire that I need to be recognized by not in one place, but multiple places, in greater places, then the Lord, and there is a likelihood of enemy using that desire and empowering with different things. I'm not saying every growth is coming from the enemy, but I'm saying where there are possibilities where he uses the people in this manner. And the Lord also blessed so much great works in different places, in different times, and praise the Lord for that. And people are conscious, and people have closely lived, prayed, and walked with the Lord. And because of that, the Lord has blessed that ministry, and all glory gone to him, the Lord, and many people were blessed. And I was also one of the person who received the blessing of that one such ministry. And there are other people, those who have done not for the glory of real glory of the Lord, but for their own sake. Those are the very dangerous things. But if we are careful and are not looking for any recognition from man, and continuously, seriously giving thought whether it is approval of the Lord or it is for my approval or people's approval I am looking for, then there is a danger to fall. When I have a heart that people should recognize me, that is the weak point that where he uses, and he will raise some people against, around me that singing my praises. And that will all lead to the fall of that person.
Brother, can I ask something?
Yes.
The 10 virgins.
Mm-hmm.
When they said, Lord, Lord, open to us.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I know you're not.
Mm-hmm.
In Matthew chapter 7:23, it says, I never knew you, ye workers of iniquity.
Yes.
Is there any difference between those two? Because iniquity is like evildoers, right? From the source of evil. I just wanted to know your opinion. What's the difference between I do not know you, or I never knew you?
Works are filled with iniquity. There is a little emphasis, I never know you. But there, I don't know you. It was not mentioned, any evil works are mentioned or attached to those foolish virgins. That is the difference.
Yeah, so that's the reason I know. Is there any difference between the...
As far as the entrance is concerned into the kingdom of heaven and glory, there is no difference. Both were kept outside. And these people, not only their works were not accepted, there will be serious consequences for that. In compared to the serious consequences, the consequences to the foolish virgin. So everyone whosoever is out of the kingdom of glory, and according to their works which they have done with their life, good or bad, those bad also, it is not all or one bad, one type of bad. They are in different grades. Accordingly, there will be some disciplinary actions also from God. They will invite those things in their life. If these people have done, committed iniquity, and accordingly, the Lord will deal with them in that millennial period. And those foolish virgins, accordingly, the Lord will deal with them. If there is no evil works or iniquity works of iniquity were not attached to their name. So that is the difference which I understand.
If I can just add one thing, because I have the Hebrew-Greek Bible. I was just looking, and this is just food for thought, something to think about. So Uncle mentioned the 10 virgins, and then... in contrast to that, so Matthew 7, when it says, I never knew you, uses the Greek word odupote, which is a compound word of odu, which means neither, and pote means ever. Okay. So he pretty much says, like, I don't know you never at this time nor ever. Like, I have never known you ever. But then the Greek word in the other passage, Matthew 25, for the 10 virgins, when he says, I do not know you, he uses ok auda humas, which just means to know in the present. Like, I don't know you right now. So there are two different words and contexts there. Something to think about.
Yeah, that is right. Because of these works of iniquity, he doesn't want to associate in any manner with those workers of iniquity at that context, the Lord said. But the gift, the eternal life, is given to them, and that is not going to be withdrawn. If they are unbelievers, then the Lord would not speak of them now. The unbelievers, whatever they have done, all those works are automatically branded by or the worker the works of iniquity. That is not to be brought in the message of here in relation to the kingdom of heaven. They would all be gone to the eternal destruction, eternal damnation. As the brother pointed out in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, the angel of the Lord, angel of the light, will give such kind of a power to those people to do the works of seemingly righteousness. So that is there, and there is a chance for many believers to be brought under delusion and live under deception, thinking that they are doing the works of the Lord. Otherwise, they would not say, even in the presence of the Lord, we have done all these things in your name, if they were not believers.
Maybe 5 virgins will be ready for second coming, not for the rest.
That's right, they were not ready.
Brother, is it possible that God in his sovereign will and for his own purpose will empower believers to perform miracle deeds?
Yes, he can do that. They have done that.
For example, Judas Iscariot, right? Was his disciple. Well, truly he was not his disciple. Yes. For his glory, for his plan to be fulfilled, he was picked as one of them.
These things are also, the Lord would allow certain things. Those are going to be easily trapped by those people. So that unless the Lord does not give that kind of, but it is more so from the heart of the person than just God allowing that, or God not willingly push them to that, into their hold of a angel of the light.
It depends on their free will also.
Yes, it is a person who is having a desire to be recognized, a person who has got a great thought to mobilize great things around him. So then if the Lord looks at, if that person is not really capable of doing those things, and that person, or even if he is capable, that is not the plan of God for that person to perform these things. And that we need to recognize. And it is not, the reward is not based upon what we have done great things. The reward is based upon how faithful I am to the plan of God for my life. So if people are actually coming under the misconception that he has done great things, that is why there is a great reward. But it is always how faithful I am to the things what the Lord has given me, even the smallest things.
So to connect it with the previous passage, is it these people who are on the, like, who are striving to enter the narrow gate but do not enter?
No, these people were brought into the broad gate, broader way. So they are founding it very, instead of suffering, they were glorified. Their names were attained the fame, glory, and popular, and known. But the Lord was always interested in the little flock, unrecognized. It is like a mustard seed and a mustard plant, but they became big. That is what the man wanted. And according to that desire, that always Satan puts the net and puts somebody, draws some people into those kind of things. And that is the problem. If it is a natural way, whatever the Lord allows in my life, in your life, in all our lives, and if when we are content with that, and the Lord, whatever he gives in our hands to do, to be a good seed, to do the things of the Lord for his glory, then the Lord blesses those souls, and there is a wonderful reward for those things. But when we are induced by so many attractions, the way the world recognizes, and why do people have built such kind of an organizations of so many countries, so many places, which is totally contrary to the scripture? The scripture is always saying, locally where few people gather together under the authority of the Lord. When a man is building a confederation in different countries, in different cities, building big things, that is what we don't see in the scripture. So if this person, if they really go back to the scripture, and what is the scripture is saying in the light of my worth, then immediately he withdraws, making big things and connecting all of them and making, starting as an institution after his name. Then the enemy, if anyone has that kind of a heart and the desire, it is easy to do those things. They did those things. Every local assembly, the Lord expected to be autonomous under the authority of the Lord, to function under him. Not function under any kind of an organization. So when people are building up organizations, institutions, big things, then it is easy for the enemy to work through those things. Then they have forgotten to go back to what is written in the Word of God. What is the scripture is saying? And where I need to stop? And what I need to adhere? And what is not in the scripture? And that they have left. And they go back to what the man has done in the previously. And what seemingly right according to the world. Though they say that they are believers, but they pick up the practice as what the world is doing. That is why the Lord is telling, I never knew you. Otherwise, why the people are building organizations, institutions in the name of the Lord? Not local churches, which can function autonomously under the authority of the Lord. Because people don't recognize them. But the Lord recognizes. He said, fear not, little flock. The flock do not have the walls, do not have the worldly protection, worldly security, and worldly provisions. The Lord becomes everything as a good shepherd for them. And the Lord leads them. So then what is the iniquity? So the other day we were reading in the book of Psalms chapter 5. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Psalm 5 verse 5. So this psalm, as we have seen that other Sunday, that is 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 9, I'll just read the verse. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. So here Abishai, who has got a lot of energy, strength, and son of Zeruiah, when he wanted to kill the Shimei who was cursing David. But David, if he wanted to be Shimei to be killed, he would have ordered anyone. And he would have easily taken down Shimei. But he did not do so. He just bore it because what seems right in the sight of God that he would like to bear that and do that. But Abishai, he wanted to act with all his power and strength to say to the king, the king, I love you. I want to do something for you. And whosoever is raising against you, then I wanted to kill that person. So that it may bring satisfaction to your heart. But that does never satisfy the king. And whenever a man uses his power and strength and try to do the things of the Lord, even with all his zeal and interest, the Lord would consider that as work of iniquity. So, as the iniquity is avan, he said, false, vain, nothing, and or yet heavy breathing, one who gathers up his strength. So, in the Exodus, the other day we have seen in chapter 20, when a man goes to the temple of God, they need to wear, the priests are supposed to wear the linen clothes. So the linen clothes are supposed to absorb all the sweat of the body. So no smell. And when any smell of the person or the body which is sweats it out, that is not acceptable to God. That means by my heavy breathing, when I am trying to do something, even for the name of the Lord, thinking that it will bring glory to the name of Lord, in with my heavy breathing, that is called iniquity in the sight of God. No smell of any body sweat should be there in the presence of the Lord. Then those kind of things, the body sweat, smell, is actually in opposition to God, saying, you are not doing, but I am doing. That is iniquity. So when we have a desire that I need to do this, we need to do this, it should be a great thing. But when the Lord is not working it out, when I am trying to do something in the name of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord, thinking, and if I sweat it out, and not having the peaceful way of doing things, and in my heart there is no quietness, or I enjoy the presence of the Lord and the Lord is leading me, then that is all coming under heavy breathing. It brings out the sweat and the smell of a man, which is considered as the iniquity before the presence of the Lord. And any man shall learn to glory before God, that is all called iniquity. No man shall glory before God, that is period. When a man tries to do anything, even the things of the Lord, even for his name, by the power of the man, by the sweat of a man, by the heavy breathing of a man, that is all iniquity. So when they do the prophesying, the miracles, casting on the demons, it is their power, induced by or given by some other power which is opposition to God. That is all combined as iniquity. Book of Psalms, chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. So that is just opposite of this verse. Both are written by David. So why did David not take down the Shema's life? So he was conscious. If I have to rule along with my Lord, I need to learn to walk uprightly. And also continue to do the things which are right wiseness in the sight of the Lord. So that means no heavy breathing, no sweat of my life. And it should not bring any kind of opposition in the manifestation of that work of God. Those are the people who live in the tabernacle of God. So when such a beauty the Lord has kept, just not doing anything with my strength, and allowing the Spirit and inviting the Spirit by showing obedience to the commandments of God to dwell in me, in us, continually, and sense what he is saying to us, and do those things quietly with his power, and that is how we will avoid all these things. So, but man is not willing to keep quiet. You say don't talk, they will talk. You say don't do it, they will do it. We'll say diabetes person like me, don't eat, we'll eat. All these problems, that is the nature of a man. Because we all need to exercise and learn how quietly we need to come to the power of Lord working in us. But those who are willing, meditation of the word of God and inviting him, the power of the Lord to dwell in us consistently and show obedience to his commandments every day with all love towards him, not because of a fear of slavery. I love my Lord, that is why I do these things. If anybody loveth me, they will do my commandments. Then the Father and I both will come and live in that person. dwell in that person, abide in that person. Such a beautiful thing. God and heavens and earth could not contain him. But he would like to, he wanted to come and live in my heart, your heart, our hearts. Then you imagine, then his seat, his throne is in my heart. He will execute everything. Then there is no iniquity. Then my heart is developed the affections towards my Lord, not my glory, but his glory. Like John said, I am not even worthy to unlatch his shoelaces. He must increase, I must decrease. In all these three activities, prophesying, demon, casting out the demons and doing miracles, the man was recognized, not the Lord.